What are your thoughts about Spark that may be CART related to the way NABPAC attacks all work?
Well, I think Spark is a very interesting observation. The important thing here is that the albumin appears to bind to Spark, and Spark is overexpressed in a number of different tumors.
It's a protein?
And it's a protein, and it's been described, I think the first descriptions are now maybe 10 to 15 years old. There's been a lot of preclinical work on this. It has been associated with increased expression in a number of tumor types. And so it's a story that makes sense. I would say probably the final proof of principle isn't there. You remember that also there appear to be specific transport systems in the vasculature for albumin, and that therefore not only are you dealing with a larger particle when you look at nab-paclitaxel, and a larger particle then can go through the gaps that occur in tumor tissue because the vasculature in tumor tissues is leaky. Makes sense. These are new vessels being made. They're being made very rapidly.
Aberrantly in many cases.
And it's not very good construction.
Right.
You know, these are sort of shanty towns, so to speak, that are built at a construction site where the tumors are growing very rapidly. And therefore, anything that's large can pass through those blood vessels and through the gaps that normally occur in the vasculature, while the junctions in between cells, blood vessel cells, in normal tissues are tighter and won't allow these big particles to go through. So that's why a liposome and why a nab-paclitaxel will actually go through these leaky vessels. So that's number one reason why you would get a higher level of paclitaxel in the nab-paclitaxel. Then number two is you have the binding to the albumin binding sites in the vessels. So that helps take a larger amount of the paclitaxel bound albumin into the tumor. And then thirdly, you have the binding to Spark, the attraction to the tumor itself. So all three of these seem to be reasons why you get a better response to nab paclitaxel than you do to cremophore paclitaxel.
Is it possible to do an assay of Spark, IHC or whatever, and could that theoretically be used to select therapies?
Theoretically, I think it could.